Blog Talk Radio. thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. We know that you're not bringing us this far to leave us. We will not give up. We can't give up now. Amen. We see how far you brought us from, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Come on, church. Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Come on, thank God for what he's done, what he's doing, and what he's about to do. Put your trust in God for right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, let's thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's thank God. Amen. Amen. That he's kept us. Amen. Thank God for remembering us and those in our family. Amen. That we did not sleep the sleep of death. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord, as we enter in right now. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to have your way in this service. Have your way in our home, in the home of your children right now. Have your way. Move mighty right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, you are the creator of all in all and for all. We come to you this morning, amen, hallelujah, with our humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come as your sons and daughters, oh God. We come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth according to John 4 and 42. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ. And hallelujah, we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, hallelujah, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Amen. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. You're creating us a heart, hallelujah, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, oh God, a repentant in all our ways. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory. Amen. But in lowliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible. But with man the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Oh, my Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something, oh God. But we come to you out of the love, hallelujah, the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as a deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, oh God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God, our soul yearns overwhelming desires, oh God, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out to the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the body of God heavenly increase in us, amen. Uphold us with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now and take it out the way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. Amen. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing your praises to honor you to all the days of our life, oh God. Create us a heart of worship, where we rejoice only in you. Hallelujah. You are our joy. The lift of our heads. Amen. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of worship and truth, O Lord. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Amen. And make our love be a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. A sweet savor, Lord, that you will be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Holy Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to renew a right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us right now over all areas of our life. We hear all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. And there is no other, hallelujah, greater than you. There's no one greater than you. And we decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in light and we have the true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthed in us, and it's manifesting right now. His glorious presence right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, and that it's taking place right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree the power of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, we live, move, and have our being, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us. We thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God, over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. We thank you for our salvation that included healing, deliverance, and protection. Thank you that Jesus brought all shame and joy away our sermons. Thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil in his lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and secret and only in defiance of your love, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, now we break in the stronghold agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth, and who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lying, lust, hallelujah, familiarness, obsession, occultism, pain, pride, religious fears, python fears, levitant fears, fears of rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirit, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, lied on us, disappointed us, otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all right now. And we ask you, Lord God, to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh God, you help us today. Lord, help us and those in our family. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now that all in our family be saved, oh God. We ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you call, that you draw the nigh unto you this day, oh God. And Lord, we forgive ourselves, hallelujah. And we declare and declare this deliverance. Amen. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Give us the grace, O God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh of sin. Be led by the enemy and his lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, your grace, and forgiveness. Amen. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus and we are redeemed. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generation of curse right now for our lives. Hallelujah, in our family bloodline, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break any and all God's prayers and ceremonies and unholy oath alliances that we may have known and unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw our bloodline now and we decree the covenant that we're redeemed from all curses because you have made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, thank you. We declare and declare by faith that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our waymaker, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standard, and he loves us. We receive your love there. Hallelujah, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we stand against every spirit that is on us, in us, or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his name, we command every evil spirit in us, or on us, or attacking us, to loose us right now, and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family, amen, and those that we're in charge of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Father God, we take you. We command any evil spirit in us to come out of us in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of our family members and loved ones, to come out of those we're in charge of. In the name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood washed, redeemed, and saved. Come on, we belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come off of us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that your anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we are free. We thank you for our freedom in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for sickness. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Oh, Lord, help us now for walk our salvation, our healing, our deliverance of God this year. As your word commands in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us, Lord God, to catch every thought that defines your word. Help us to elect with replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy, against our breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, teach us, God, to walk in your ways, in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God, to overflow in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Fill us to overflow with your living water. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we need your glory. Hallelujah. Your Shekinah glory. Oh, fill this temple of yours with as much Shekinah glory as possible, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. Oh, Lord, we trust in you. And as we seek you, we put our trust in you. That you are blessed this day, that you are making a great day. Amen. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders that are happening in our lives. We thank you for your goodness. Hallelujah. We thank you that your goodness, hallelujah, overtakes us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for your way. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have your way. Take over. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now. We come to be changed today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. We didn't come to be the same. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for the new change. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, as we start our day, remove every evil that is planted and ruled this day. Remove every plan of attack on the enemy. Even as we start this day, before the attack comes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, remove it right now. For you, O God, and your good and your mercy endure forever. From generation to generation. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, when you bless, oh God, bless us and those in our family. When you multiply, God, multiply us with our goodness and our favor, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for continued blessed to fall. Hallelujah. In us and over us and through us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let us run down and take us over. Lord, we pray for a heavenly blessing on today, oh God. Let there be an open heaven on today that you pour a blessing upon the life of your children. Hallelujah. We won't have no one up to receive. Let us be blessed by the overflow. Oh, Lord, curse the wicked out the land. We, your children, may live in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, add to the flesh, oh God, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, oh God, let thy will be done, oh God. We bind our will to the will, oh God, hallelujah, that thy will be done, hallelujah, on earth as it is in heaven. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, oh, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Lord, we decrease, oh, that you may have all the increase, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord. Help on today. We pray the strength of our mothers, hallelujah, our brothers and sisters, hallelujah, our children, grandchildren, children to come. This is the nephews, cousins, and uncles. Every church family is praying, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, oh God, your hand and protection of your around us, amen. Oh, Lord, your Holy Spirit will lead in God, hallelujah, direct us in the way that you have helped us to go, that we will truly be blessed, amen. We pray for the right position right now, God, that you will position us to receive from you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, help us not to be tempted by the women of faith, the possession of common place of people of this world. That we never, we will not turn to the right or to the left, oh God, but we will keep our minds straight on you. That your people can come to peace, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We silence the mouth of the enemy. We command you to shut up. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't speak to us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I'm going to start by my heart. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. And it's you that give us the power and authority to speak to a thing, and it shall be established. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the eyes of the evil watcher upon our lives and those that are failing. We bind the mouth of the evil speaker that shall speak no evil. Hallelujah. In our lives and those that are failing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we devil the ears of the evil listener that they cannot hear our prayer. That you'll bless us all, oh God, today as we go out, oh God, and those that are traveling on the road right now. Hallelujah. For our brother Jay Washington and his wife that are traveling. Hallelujah. On the road, oh God, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for them and all that will be traveling on today. Hallelujah. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Bless them are going out and coming in, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no takedowns, no tickets, no come over, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, every street, every highway, airway, building, or place, every house, everywhere our feet may tread. Amen. Everywhere our cars may tread. We speak the blood of Jesus Christ over every form of transportation that we may take over in and around about it with the blood of Jesus Christ. And we declare that the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for the Lord. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray with us for every marriage, oh God, that you one day, oh God. We pray the strength of that marriage that you've called man and woman to be together. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless the marriage, oh God. We pray for continued blessings of every marriage that you've ordained, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We ask in Jesus Christ's holy name that you will increase it in love, increase the marriages in patience and peace, amen. You should increase the marriages in favor, oh God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that husband will only have eyes for his wife, and wives will only have eyes for her husband, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come against every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents to separate husband and wives, to destroy marriages right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we decree the prayer that it is so and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we can call upon you, God, and you answer. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. When things are going in the wrong direction, oh God, that you will turn it around and go into the right direction. When things are going down, it should go up, oh God, that you will turn it around, oh God, that it will go in the right direction in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, turn every curse our way into a blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that right now that the enemy set out for evil, that you will turn it around for our good, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And our cup runneth over with the blessing of the Lord. That our well will never run dry. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank you, Lord God, that we have peace because we have you, Lord God. For you are peace. Amen. You are Jehovah Shalom. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace. We decree and declare that we're healed. For you are Jehovah well, for the Lord who heals. Amen. So we receive healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory. For you are Jehovah. Hallelujah, the Lord of hosts that go before us. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for you are Jehovah Methodist, Jehovah Seeker, Jehovah Sanctifier, the righteousness, that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Father God. There's no one greater than you, Lord. Change us. Lord, we come to be changed, Father. We come, oh God, hallelujah, not just for ourselves, Father God. We come for, hallelujah, we come for the world, amen. But Jesus came for the world, hallelujah. Lord, we ask, what is it that you have for us to do? What is it that you have for us to go this day, amen? What is it you have for us to say, amen? Hallelujah, for Lord, let us speak your word, amen. Not the word of the world, but your word, Father God, that we heal, that we deliver, that we set free, that we bless, amen, that we protect, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Let's receive right now first all, first anointing, first strength, first manna. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by faith we receive it. We decree and declare by faith that all is well with us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because you are our shepherd and we shall not want. We thank you, Lord God. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. We say this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but seal, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, church, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and say, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God on today. We're just so happy to be here one more time, knowing that God has kept us and all that's on the line today and all that is logged on today listening in and receiving. It is my prayer that you're able to receive right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you will not leave here the same. Amen. That you will not log out or hang up the phone the same. For we know God is omnipotent, omnipresent. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome you all to Sunday service. We are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas. The senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning. I'm Apostle Tawani Kamani. We want to welcome you. Welcome.
Amen. Amen again. We just want to welcome every single one here to Sunday service. We are so grateful that y'all are right here with us, that y'all invited us into your homes. It could have been anywhere, but here we are right here together. This is God's day. This is the day that God has made for us, and we shall rejoice and rejoice and rejoice and be glad in this day, because our God is good, and he's so worthy to be praised. So we just want to welcome every single one here once again here to Sunday service, every single one of our brothers and sisters that are here with us in Texas. We're in Houston, Texas, and all the surrounding areas. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. We love you so much. Every single one of our brothers and sisters in Louisiana, oh, my goodness, we love y'all so, so, so much. Thank y'all for coming here to Sunday service this morning. Every single body that's here with us from New York, we know our brother, my Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice, all their friends and family members and members of the body of Christ is there in New York, in those areas there, Brooklyn, Jersey, Queens, New York. Thank y'all for coming to church this morning. You could have been anywhere, but thank y'all for coming here, sharing with us. Our brother Learn, Minister Learn Green, that's there in Chicago, Illinois. He and his wife and his family there up there in Chicago. We thank y'all for being here in Sunday service. Believers every single where. Welcome, welcome, welcome here to Sunday service. God is so good. He is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If this is your first time here with us in Sunday service, Apostle Tawanika and I, we would like to personally welcome you. Yes. Welcome you here to Sunday service. If you would press 1, if you would press 1, we will open up your phone line. We'll open up the microphone, and we'll be able to hear you. We definitely will be able to hear you. And what we would like to do is give us your, if they have any prayer petitions, you know, this is the time to bring it to Jesus. If you have any testimonies, this is the time to bring it to Jesus. If you have anything that you would like to say, you know, we just want to just welcome you here to Sunday service. Amen. Amen again. So we have someone here. The first 3 digits of your phone number is 864. And the last of your number is 1030.
Good morning. This is your Uncle Joe. I'm in South Carolina. That's why you didn't pick up the number. And
Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're so glad to have you here, Uncle Joe.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
I'm traveling. Yeah, I'm traveling. So, you know, I'm on my way down south. But, you know, I said, let me punch in because I'm at my sister-in-law's house, you know, and I didn't get to go to church this morning because her husband is a minister. I wanted to go, but unfortunately we was resting up. But I'm in now, so I just want you to know this where I am, and, you know, and I could do my song from here.
Okay, well, we thank you so much, Uncle Joe, for coming here to church. See, we thank you for being so so dedicated. Even while you're out there on the road traveling to your destination, we thank God for you. We thank you that you did not find a robbery to come to church and to share and fellowship with us. So, yeah, we definitely bless you, and we are so thankful for you. And if you do want to sing, this is that opportunity. This is that opportunity. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to do a little short song this morning.
Okay.
There's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving this way. If your soul is not anchored to Jesus, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving just away. anchor with Jesus, oh, you will surely drift away, Lord, drift away, Lord, you will surely drift away. Well, there's a storm out on the ocean, and it's moving just away. Well, if your soul is not anchored with Jesus, Lord, you will surely drift away. Drift away, Lord. Drift away, Lord. You will surely drift away. Well, if your soul is not anchored to Jesus, well, you will surely drift away. God bless you. God bless you and keep you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you so much, Uncle Joe. We thank you. We just thank God for you, Apostle Tyonique and I. You always find an opportunity, you know, to share with us and be able to share the ministry. You know, song is ministry. So we thank God for you for blessing us with this song. We pray that the Holy Spirit be with you while you're out there traveling, while you're there in South Carolina with family members and friends and to and fro on your destination. We pray that the Holy Spirit go before you and be with you. May God bless you and may God keep you.
Oh,
amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. This Sunday, this is the first Sunday, first Sunday of the month. Every single Sunday morning, we come together and we share in Holy Communion. We do not find it, you know, there's nothing wrong with having communion every single day. But we designated this day, this is the first Sunday, so we will have Holy Communion on this morning. Every single morning at 10 a.m., we have Holy Communion. But today, if you do have your communion elements, you know, let's get those prepared. Cracker, whether it be bread, whether it be a wine or water, let us come together. We'll have scripture right now, and then we'll go into prayer.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on this morning. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. If anybody have anything that's on their minds or anything that's on their hearts, right here where we enter into prayer, let's remember whose we are. Let us remember that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. See, there's nothing that is about you, nothing that is concerning you, nothing that you may be going through that God have not already made provisions for. My Lord, my God, so we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. For your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us. And we thank you for forgiving us. Hallelujah. Thank you for forgiving us all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespass. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you cover us each with your blood. You cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, that you took all of our sins with you, all of our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that by your stripes we are healed in your holy name. So we now take this bread in remembrance of you, Lord. You may eat. Hallelujah. For your word says that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. For your blood is our atonement. It justifies us. It sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. For your blood, Lord Jesus, it heals us. In your holy name, we may drink now. For in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ, do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. What washes away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for your blood, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have a song selection. So stay right with us. Stay here right with us. We're going to have a song selection. And then we'll be right back with the preached word. So do prepare yourself if you're able to receive the word of God. Amen.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power,
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bring it to Jesus. Bring it to Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for that opportunity to be able to bring it all to Jesus. Amen, amen. Amen. We have made it here to the best part of Sunday service. We've made it here to the message part of service this morning. Right here in this place to where we welcome the Holy Spirit in to minister to us. Every single thing that is concerning us, hallelujah, we thank God. I'm so grateful to be able to be right here in the presence of the Lord, knowing that the very word that God is speaking right now, hallelujah, the very word that God has for us is the very word that I need in the right place at the right time. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome this beautiful woman of God, this beautiful messenger that God have ordained, hallelujah, a faithful and devoted mother, a faithful and devoted wife, a faithful and devoted friend, hallelujah, faithful to God, willing to yield to the Holy Spirit, willing to at any single moment to pray to God, hallelujah, and to pray with you and to pray for you. Help me to welcome our very own pastor, apostle, my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what he's about to do, what you're trusting God to do. Come on, let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. We don't find it robbery to be here. Amen. We don't find it robbery to come aside so that we can receive, so we can receive the pouring into. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise. Let's enter in with all that we have that God has given us. We take the time that God has given us. Amen. To honor, to serve God. Amen. To praise him, to worship him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so grateful to be here on today, church. I tell you, I'm about to jump up, run. Hallelujah. Knowing that God has kept me. When we say thank you, Lord, for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, I shall rejoice. Hey, let's rejoice right now. And no way to rejoice. We're already in the day. Let's rejoice right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Knowing that God has given us new words and new grace. We didn't have to rely on yesterday's mercy. Grace. We got new grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank that we receive. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I shut it up. I shut it up. We thank God on today.
Thank you.
For the word that's going to go forward. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, O God, for another opportunity that you allow us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive on today. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive from you great and mighty. Oh, Father God, I give it all over to you right now. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of our life. I give it to you now for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend your step through me in all areas of my life fully and completely. Can I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you? I decrease it that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all over all areas of my life. Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in this earth. Amen. Let praise come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, that we will not be the same, oh God. Once we receive your word, oh God, that your word will change us. Amen. Renew our minds, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let your glory be upon all of us as here in service on today. And all that's in our house, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every unteachable spirit, every lying spirit, every spirit of oppression, depression right now, every fighting spirit, every spirit of suicide. We command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of limitation, we command you to cease your works and die at the root of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance as we enter in. We decree and declare we shall receive. Amen. Because we come to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the Lord. We bless the holy name, Father God. We decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we fill it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We always hear that I won't be before you long. For the sake of time here on this platform, I won't be before you long. Amen. God gave me a word. I remember on yesterday, my husband said, "What are you preaching?" I said, "I don't know. God didn't give me the word yet." I said, "I stay ready. I always have a sermon, but I want to make sure I give the word that God has given me for the day." Amen, for God's people. Amen. Not my word, not my way, but what God has given me that will definitely help. Hallelujah. See, we come to help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, Jesus came to help us. He helped us out of a situation that was going to cause us to die in it. Amen. So we come to be a help on today. So may the word of God help you. May it touch your heart. May it change you. One thing we know, that God knows our heart better than we know our own heart. Amen. The word today is, the message today is rest. Hallelujah. You know, all the time people are talking about, I won't rest until I die. I'll rest when I die. Right now, I got to get the money. Right now, I got things to do. Right now, I got to go here. I got to do this. I got to do that. But God has called us to rest. Rest. What do you mean, rest? All this going on, I can't rest. Rest. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. See, a lot of times when my husband come in, I used to always say, lay down, get you some rest. Why are you always trying to get me to lay down? Why are you always trying to? I always tell people, rest, lay down. Anybody that knows me, I tell you, she always say, lay down, get you some rest. Go on in there and get you some rest. I say you got to go to sleep, but rest.
Yes.
Cease from your labor. Cease what all you're doing. That's then you're allowed to rob you of your freedom, rob you of your peace. Rest.
Yes, Lord.
And know that God is still God. Amen.
Yes.
When we look at the word rest, and we look at what it means according to the Webster Dictionary, it means by lying down, sleep, or to cease from action or motion.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what does it say? What does it mean when God says rest? What does it mean? What is God's rest? See, I wanna break this down to us today so we can understand what it means to rest. Hallelujah. See, we can be sleeping and not resting. We can be resting and not sleeping, but we must rest. Amen? Hallelujah. Come on, let's go over to the book of Hebrews. Like I said, for the sake of time on this platform, I won't be before you long. Amen. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11, I'll give you a moment to get there. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 11. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, and I'm coming from the King James Version, Hebrews 3:11 says, "So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." See, I want us to understand here in Scripture, God's rest has several meanings in Scripture. First, the seventh day of creation and the weekly Sabbath commonality. I want you to understand, when we look in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 2, hallelujah. And I'm just going to go over here so we can understand what the Bible said here. We talk about God's rest and understanding the meaning of God's rest. In Genesis chapter 2:2, hallelujah, that in on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Hebrews 4:4-9 says, "For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his work. And again, in this place they shall not enter my rest, since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached and did not enter because of what? Disobedience." Hallelujah. Then let's listen again. He designates a certain day, saying in David, today, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Verse 8 says, for if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. Verse 9 says, there remains therefore rest for the people of God. Secondly, as we're talking about here, what it means, hallelujah, when we're talking about God's rest, the meaning of God's rest. Second, the promised land of Canaan. Third, the peace with God, not because of our relationship, amen? I'm sorry, y'all, let me back up a little bit. Third, because with God, now because of our relationship with Christ through faith. Fourth, our future eternal life with Christ. See, all of these meanings were probably familiar to the Jewish Christian readers of, hallelujah, of Hebrews. See, understanding what it means to enter into God's rest, hallelujah. In Hebrews 4, chapter 4, verse 4 through 5, it shows us when, hallelujah, when our rest is in Christ begins. Hallelujah. So if you just flip over to chapter 4, verse 4 through 5, it shows us when our rest in Christ begins. Hallelujah. Verse 4 says, I'll give y'all a moment to get there. Verse 4 says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works. And again, in this place, they shall not enter my rest. So what is the scripture saying here as we're talking about entering into rest, and where it shows us here how we enter, how it begins, that we begin to rest in Christ. See, here God rested on the seventh day, not because he was tired, but to indicate the completion of creation. The world was perfect and God was well satisfied with it. See, this rest is a foretaste of our eternal joy when creation will be renewed and restored. Every mark of sin will be removed and the world will be made perfect again. Amen. See, we can rest and know that this is not all. This is not it. Amen. Hallelujah. Our seventh rest in Christ begins when we trust him to complete his good and perfect work in us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we drop down to verses 6 and 7, it shows God's invitation to enter into rest. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 6 and 7, says, since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those who whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience. Again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God had given the Israelites the opportunity to enter Canaan, but they have disobeyed and failed to enter. See, now God offers us the opportunity to enter his ultimate place. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to understand. He, hallelujah. He offers us the opportunity to enter his ultimate place of rest. He invites us to come to Christ, to enter his rest. You must believe that God has this relationship in mind for you. You must stop trying to create it. You must trust in Christ for it, and you must determine to obey him. Today is the best time to find peace with God, because we know tomorrow may be too late. Hallelujah. Tomorrow may be too late. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the day long. But right now, hallelujah, while we still have time that God has given us, today is the best time to find peace with God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Many did not enter into rest because they were disobedient. If God say rest, why are you not resting?
Amen.
My Lord, my God. See, there's value of rest, church. There's value of rest. When we look in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 31 here, hallelujah. You go with me there, Mark, chapter 6, verse 31. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mark 6 and 31 says, and he said to them, come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. See, when the disciples had returned from their mission, Jesus took them away to rest. See, we understand doing God's work is very important, but Jesus recognized that to do it effectively, we need periodic rest and renewal. Hallelujah. That's a refreshing here. There's a time, rest is a time for refreshing. Amen. A time of renewal, amen? See, Jesus and his disciples, they ever did not always find it easy to get the rest that they needed. How many of us are in this situation today? Hallelujah. Jesus tells us in the book of Matthew, amen, 11:28-30, that come to me, all you who have labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand, church, that hallelujah, hallelujah, understand what a yoke is. Hallelujah. A yoke, and hallelujah, hallelujah. A yoke is a heavy wooden harness that sits over the shoulder of an ox or oxen, and it's attached to a piece of equipment that the oxen are to pull. See, you may be carrying heavy burdens today, amen, of sin or excessive demands of religious leaders or whatever it is on your work, on your job, in your relationship with your children, oppression and persecution or weariness in the search of God.
Yeah.
See, Jesus frees people from all these burdens. Hallelujah. The rest that Jesus promises is love, healing, and peace with God. See, not the end of all labor, but our relationship with God changes meaningless, wearisome toil into spiritual productivity and purpose when you rest in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
See, in the Old Testament, King Solomon, who God had given great wisdom to and riches and wealth, says in Psalm 127:2 that it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
Yes.
He said it's vain for you to rise up early and sit up late to eat the bread of sorrow.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. How many of us that we can't see with tossing and turning or worrying? Hallelujah. Up working all day, up all night trying to figure it out. But the Bible says, hallelujah, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Do you not understand that you are God's beloved?
Yes,
yes. See, God is not against human effort. I want you to understand that hard work honors God according to Proverbs 31:10-29. But working to the exclusion of rest or to the neglect of family may be a cover up for an inability to trust God to provide for our needs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all need adequate rest in times of spiritual refreshment. See, on the other hand, this rest is not an excuse to be lazy. Be careful to maintain a balanced work while trusting God, and also rest while trusting God. How many of y'all trust God even while you're working? Trust God while you're even on a resting in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Psalm of David in Psalm 37:3, which is the Psalm of David, says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his ways, because of a man who brings wicked schemes to pass. I want you to say, when we rest in the Lord, we have the peace of the Lord. Lord, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We have to understand anger and worry, threaten are two very destructive emotions. They reveal a lack of faith that God loves us and is in control. We should not worry, instead we should trust in God. Amen. Giving ourselves to him for hallelujah for his use and safekeeping. See, when you dwell on your own problems, you will become anxious and angry. But when you rest in the Lord and know there is peace.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you concentrate on God, church, and his goodness, you will find peace that surpasses our understanding. See, there is peace when you rest in the Lord.
Amen.
My Lord, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, glory to your name, God. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Come on now. The Bible says in Psalm 48, which is the Psalm of David, said, I will both lie down in peace and sleep for you alone. For you alone, our God. Amen. For you alone, our Lord. Make me dwell in safety. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. For clarity. Psalm 48 says, the Psalm of David said, I will both lie down in peace and sleep. For you alone, oh Lord, make me dwell in safety. Jesus, I don't care what's going on around you or what's happening, hallelujah, in your life. I want you to know that God is able in the midst of your storm. Amen. say. The Bible says that he was asleep. He was sleeping. He was sleeping so that the angel of God had to shake him and say, make haste.
Yeah.
My mama said today. Peter was, he was not worried. He was not worried about God. He already prayed and trusted God. He was not saying, oh, Lord, they're going to kill me. They're going to, he went to sleep.
Yeah, Lord.
Rest.
The Lord.
And no. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What he doing? Yes, my Lord, my God. We thank God on today. The Bible says in Jeremiah, hallelujah, 6:16, the Bible says, thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask of the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. My Lord, God has given instructions to receive the rest. But many are disobedient because they want to go about their own way.
Yeah.
Can we be honest with ourselves today? Sometimes we want to go about our own way that brings even more trouble, even more worry, even more anger and stress. We want to go about our own way. God has given us divine direction so we can receive the rest that comes from him.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
See, the old paths, I want to say in the scripture, old paths and the good way for living is ancient and has been marked out by God himself. But the people refuse to take God's path, going their own way instead. See, we face the same decision today. Go to God, hallelujah. Go to God's own but true way, hallelujah. Or following new paths of our own choosing. Hallelujah. Don't be misled, church. Hallelujah. Don't be misled. See, the only way to find peace and rest for your soul is to walk on God's path. Hallelujah. It's to walk on God's path. Hallelujah. I ministered to so many people who were upset and frustrated, and they could not find rest in their money. They could not find rest in their body. They could not find rest in their drink. They could not find rest in their food. They could not find rest because they was going about it their own way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Couldn't sleep at night, worrying about somebody coming in. Hallelujah. Worrying about how they was going to do this. Amen. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare peace.
Right.
Hallelujah. The Lord is in rest and know if God be for us, who can be against us? Rest, church. Rest. God is calling us to rest and know he got the whole world in his hands. If he got the whole world in his hands, don't you know that means he got you in his hands? Don't you know God is not out of control, amen? Don't you know we serve a God of order, amen, hallelujah? So we have to be in order so that we can receive from God the rest that God has called us to, amen? But the Bible said many were disobedient and will not enter into their rest because of their disobedience.
Amen.
Rest.
Amen.
Rest. My motion. Come on now. Rest. I'm just going to keep saying this. It's going to hit somebody in a minute. Rest. Come on. How much more you got in? How much more money you trying to make? Rest. The more you trying to make, the more you seem like you're losing. The more you put in, it seems like rest you're getting out. Rest. I met a lady a couple of weekends ago, and she said, God was telling me to rest and sit down, and, you know, that God got me. She said, and I left the job, and then I went to go try to do a lift up on the side because I wasn't doing the same job no more. I left that job. I'm doing something different more. You said rest, but well, I rest from that. No, God said, sit down and rest and know that I'm God, and I got you. And she began to, hallelujah, God made it where she couldn't go nowhere but do nothing but rest and trust him. And she said, you know what, Apostle, she said, I ended up having more than I had when I was working all them times because I had gotten a place of resting and trusting God. When you trust God, you're able to rest. When you truly trust God in your situation, all that you're going through, you are truly able to rest and receive the peace of God in your situation. And people, they know me, I will go lay down in a minute and rest. Hallelujah. Jesus was in the boat when the tempest of the storm came in, and the disciples, they were fearing that they were going to lose their life, and Jesus was sleeping.
Amen.
Yeah. Rest. Rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said again, rest to touch somebody, to hit home with you. Rest. been busy. We so busy. We got too much to do. I couldn't get on. I couldn't be on the prayer line. I couldn't be in Bible study. I couldn't because I had so much to do. Time got away from me.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, this Apostle Paul speaking to the Philippians, in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, the Bible says, hallelujah, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will surpass all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. See, when you receive the peace of God, hallelujah, you can rest. There's rest in peace. There's rest.
Yeah.
Well, there's rest in peace. Let me put it like that. Well, there's rest in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want to confuse nobody because I'm so excited. I'm excited because I'm resting in the Lord right now. Amen. Knowing that whatever it is, hallelujah. And you can ask my husband. I'll say in a minute, well, we're going to trust God. And God, you know, we're just going to do what we can do. And you know what? We're going to rest and know that God is still God and God is still able. After you've done all you can, rest. So everybody say, sit yourself down somewhere and rest. Amen. Hallelujah. God has commanded us to rest, church. I want us to imagine never being anxious about anything. It seems like it's impossible. We all have worries on the job or in our homes or, you know, at school or children. We all this. But the Apostle Paul advises us to turn our worries into prayers. Do you want to worry less? Then pray more. Amen. When you start to worry, stop and pray. Hallelujah. See, I want us to understand God's peace is different from the world's peace. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, true peace is not found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. It comes from knowing that God is in control. Hallelujah. See, our citizenship, church, is in Christ's kingdom. It's sure. I want you to understand it. It's sure. Our destiny is set. Amen. And we can have victory over sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, see, let God's peace guard your heart against anxiety. Against the fear of what man can do. Amen. Against the fear of what you can't do and what you've already done. Hallelujah. Rest and know. Receive the peace of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on now. In the name of Jesus. Receive the peace of the Lord right now. Jesus said, the peace I give to you, not that in the world, so the world can't take it away.
Amen.
Why are we letting things in the world take it away? As soon as something happens, there we go. Peace robbed. Why?
Yeah.
You can declare, God, I'm not going to let nobody steal my peace and stay there, rest in it, and know, okay, you can do all, okay, I'm not going to allow it. You have that power and authority.
Yes.
You have that power and authority. I'm going to get ready to wrap up here shortly. Amen. Amen. When we look in the book of John 16 and 33, as I wrap up here, and I thank God for rest on today. Amen. And I pray that all receive the rest of the Lord on today and be obedient and enter into rest. Amen. The Bible says in John 16 and 33, Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. With these words, he told his disciples to take courage. In spite of the inevitable struggles they would face, they would not be alone. Jesus did not abandon us to our struggles either. So if we remember that the ultimate victory has already been won, we can claim the peace of Christ in the most troublesome time and rest in him and know. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Church, I hope you heard me on today. If not, I hope you heard the Holy Spirit of the living God speaking through me to rest. Amen. Not my words, but the word of God. He has called us to rest. Amen. And know that he is God and God alone that is able to bring you out, that is able to deliver you, is able to do all things, is able to heal you. Rest and know, trust in God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, the doors of the church are open. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a blessed word that we have been able to receive this morning. Rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rest. I can tell you right now, I'm so filled and I'm so in that place of being grateful, you know, for this word that the Holy Spirit was able to minister and through our very own apostle. God bless you, Apostle Tony, for being in position to receive that word from God and deliver it here to these, to your sheep, God's sheep here, in the name of Jesus. May every single thing that left your body right now be restored back to you tenfold right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. I receive in the mighty
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
There may be one today that you are in this place, you know that you're in this place to where you're just not in that place of comfort. Amen. This word is for you today. The reason why is because you realize that you are without. So if you know that you have not been born again, and you heard this word today, and it's your desire today to enter into that rest, well, God is calling you, hallelujah, to be a part of his family. Hallelujah. Will you press one today if it's your desire today to be a part of God's family and to enter into that rest today?
Yes,
the Apostle
Lord.
Dominic and I, we will help you to pray the simple prayer. It's a simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Nothing that you earn. It's all because of Jesus Christ have already done the work so you can enter into rest. Hallelujah. Salvation is available for you, church. My brothers and sisters, see, will you take, hallelujah, take that rest, hallelujah, will you pray this prayer of salvation, will you press one today, my Lord,
Amen. There
may even be one today who have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but this message, you know this message was for you today. Because you find yourself in that place where you're anxious about something. You find yourself in that place where you're worried about something. You find yourself in that place where this rest of God, you may not even be believing in the rest of God. See, this is a place of knowing that who you are, who God is. Hallelujah. Your mind and your heart may have entered into a place of worry and disbelief or doubt and fear, but here it is, the rest of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's for you. Will you press one today? Apostle Taurika and I, we would be more than happy to pray with you and to pray for you.
Yes, God.
The prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes, Lord.
By your faith, you come. You come to the altar today by your faith.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Will you come? There may even be a brother, a sister that you have, a niece, a nephew, or someone, a daughter, a son, grandmother, grandfather. See, you can come. Hallelujah. Bringing these things that you have concern about to Jesus for others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Will you come today? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Taunika and I, we would love for you to give us the opportunity to disciple you. Hallelujah. We're just going to love on you in the eyes of the Holy Spirit, how God has loved us through the Holy Spirit. We're just going to love on you through these eyes. These lens, we put on these lens of how the Holy Spirit says, what God says. Hallelujah. It don't matter where you are right now. You can even be, and I think Uncle Joel and Aunt Beatrice for being there in South Carolina. You can be in South Carolina right now. We're in Texas. But see, there is no time and there is no spirit. And there's no time and no distance in spirit. And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So right there where you are, we can all be joined up, hallelujah, in fellowship with one another. Will you press one today?
Yes, Lord.
My Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for your presence. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have given us rest. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made provisions for us already. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that all these things that we are carrying right now, all these burdens that we have upon, all these things that we are thinking about, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can rest in your finished work, knowing that the works have already been finished, knowing that it is already done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you covered us in your blood. We are covered in the blood. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have redeemed us. Hallelujah. From all sin and sickness and diseases and infirmities. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that our faith, hallelujah, is in you, believing in you, and we take that rest, hallelujah. The world did not give, and neither can it take away. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're sitting right on the throne right now in rest, hallelujah, in that place of most honor, interceding right now, speaking to God on our behalf right now for that very thing that is concerning us. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you love us so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If we ever get into a place, Lord Jesus, where we get so anxious and get so worried, hallelujah, we thank you that the Holy Spirit minister say, I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. Rest, hallelujah. Take my peace right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single ear that had an ear to hear and every single heart that have a heart to receive. And we pray right now that this word is manifesting itself into their minds and their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single one right now that's in Sunday service and every single one that is associated with us. Hallelujah. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen. Amen and amen again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, God. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, we're going to lift those up. We're going to send them over to our Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Father God, we thank you once again, Lord God, for your word that you give seed to the sower. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to give one today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you've already shown favor to us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your continued blessings and favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, make us a ministry over you and for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering. Cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is our fidelity, your honor. It's the wisdom of the Spirit kissed in his heart. All that you have given to us, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, the man should come and give it to our bosom. We thank you for it, Lord God. We bless your name, oh God. We ask you to bless those that are given on today, oh God, and purpose your heart to give, oh God, that you restore them to the stewardship of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your name. Let there be no lack in all that give unto thee, O God. O Lord, multiply, O God, that all that is sown unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ. In every area of our life, O God, we bless your holy name. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Make sure you send those tithes over, Pastor. Offer to Pastor Chantel, if you have Zelle or any other means that you're needing, please give us a call at 832-725-8094. We just want to make sure that you have an opportunity to give, amen. You received one today, amen. Hallelujah, that you give that. God loves a cheerful giver, amen. Not give it to us, but understand that when you give, trust in God, and that you're giving by faith, that God has already worked it out and doing it. It's working out for your good and in your favor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am such a to forgive. I'm always because I know that God has blessed me to be able to give. Amen. Many of us don't have to give because
believe it or not, you don't have to forgive. Because if you keep your hands closed and not willing to open up and give, how can God give you anything with your closed hands? Only way we can receive is we open up to receive, amen, that we give to others, amen. Hallelujah. Let us not be hindered in our giving that we give. Hallelujah. God is blessed with the give. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. Our announcements for today. Amen. April 3rd, 2022, here at the Gospel Public Ministry. We're in Houston, Texas, where our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Kawanika Manning. Mondays at 6 a.m., we have Central Standard Time. We have our intercessory prayer. Please join us 6 a.m. 6 inch of time. Get you an alarm clock. I said I was going to give me and my husband an alarm clock so we're not so much dependent on the child. Like back in the day, get an alarm clock. Set your alarm clock that will go off for you in the morning, because sometimes we forget to set that phone. But if we set our alarm clock, it will go off for us daily. So set your alarm clock so that you can come in touch and agree, and that's power and agreement. 6 a.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. Wednesday night's Bible study. Come on, come on to Bible study. I haven't been seeing many of y'all in Bible study, but we're still there on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, receiving the Word of God. Amen. Sometimes I'm on there by myself, me and my husband, and we're still having Bible study. Amen. So come on and join us. People that are online, that are joining, those of you that are calling in, call in. Call in more, because we want to hear from you during Bible study. It's a time in Bible study to ask those questions, to give those comments that you don't really understand the scripture. So if you're online listening in on Bible study, call in, because you have an opportunity to be able to be a real part of the Bible study. Amen. At 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesdays. And then on Saturdays, we have our Saturday school at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. A good time. Amen. We are learning in our Saturday school what each book of the Bible entails. You know, when it was written, what's the purpose of it? What is the summary of it? Where do we see Jesus in the books of the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and the key verses in those books, in that book of the Bible, those different books of the Bible? So join us so you can have a better understanding. What is Leviticus talking about? What is, you know, Genesis about? What is Matthew about? And understanding, you know, where Jesus is seen in each of the books of the Bible. Because believe it or not, Jesus is in every book of the Bible before Sabbath, before it's coming. So join us on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. And then Sundays, just to reiterate again, Sunday we have our 10 o'clock service, and then we have a 2 o'clock service, which is the recap of our 10 a.m. Sunday service. Amen. So join us. If you miss the 10 a.m., guess what? You can always log in and be able to receive what was preached at the 10 a.m. service. Amen. So you don't miss, the 2 p.m. I'm sorry. Thank you. My husband, thank you for being right here to let me know. I said the wrong thing. The 2 p.m. service, amen? Amen. So join us. We have 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., and we just thank God for you, amen? We do have a play coming up this month, April the 30th. If you have not got your tickets already, please do so. Give us a call at 832-725-8094. The name of the play is called Enough. So come out, tell somebody about it, invite your family and friends to come out and see the play and enjoy and have a good time with us on Saturday, April the 30th. Amen. We want to say happy birthday to anyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of April. Do we know anybody that's celebrating their cousin? Tiana Manning? It's tomorrow, April the 4th. Happy birthday, cousin. My cousin Darren Mackey, and I have a cousin Brandy Mackey that's celebrating that birthday in the month of April. And it's so many people. God bless everyone. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating the birthday in the month of April. Happy birthday. May God continue to bless you in all the years of your life. May your latter days be greater than your beginnings. Amen. May God multiply you with multiplied blessings and favor that coming from you from him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank God for protection all around you all the days of your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you, Father God, for it. Hallelujah. And those of you all that are celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of April, happy anniversary. May God continue to strengthen your marriage. May God continue to bring you even more closer together. When you first met each other, how you had that passion and that love and desire and that zeal to be with one another. May God restore that. Amen. Restore your marriage. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It all all it is entailed to be. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. We are celebrating our anniversary, Pastor Manning, and our church anniversary on this platform. When I say platform, here on Blog Talk, 2 years here on Blog Talk. We're celebrating this month of April. Amen. 2 years is our church anniversary. What do they call it? E-Church? E-Church Online, amen, 2 years. So we thank God for blessing this platform that he has given us and everybody that's a part of it, a past, present, and future to come, amen, in the name of Jesus. So celebrate with us, amen, in the name of Jesus. We thank God. We'll let you know when we'll be having a celebration so you all can be a part of it, amen. Amen. I believe that does conclude our announcements. Do you have anything for the month of April? Amen. Can't think of anything.
The Monday we have a resurrection.
Right, yes. Resurrection Sunday is coming this month, so be prepared for that. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Pastor Dorsey Manning, hallelujah, myself, Apostle Kawanika Manning, and Minister Warren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as
yes,
Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place
yeah.
of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a debt.
Yeah.
We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one will be able to get something out of the word today. I know that I ate good. Oh, my goodness. That was so much good spiritual food that was there in the word today that Apostle Tawanika delivered, being led by the Holy Spirit. And I pray that every single one of you was able to receive as well. Amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the body of Christ do say amen and amen,
amen.
Again. God
amen.
Bless you, and may God keep you. May you have such a glorious Sunday today. Remember that Tawanika and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan
yes.
has already been defeated, church. Every single thing is concerning you. Satan has already been defeated in Jesus Christ as Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that. Oh my God.